And now we have some letters to the evening news. Coleman's decision to move mustard production out of Norwich has been met with sadness on social media. People described the closure as despicable, and others claimed they would now boycott Unilever products. Here is a selection of some of the tweets. Bexwire says, "Blimey, Coleman's is leaving Norwich. Feels a bit like the Ravens leaving the Tower." Dick and Goff said, "Anyone from Norfolk will tell you that this is incredibly sad news for Norwich and the county. Coleman's is as Norfolk as Black Turkey, Samphire and Lord Horatio Nelson." And Hot M. Nat says, "I won't be buying Coleman's mustard once it's made in Germany. Unilever, keep jobs in the UK." Andy Comfort says, "Bad news. Coleman's of Norwich leave Norwich? They are part of the fabric of the city."
When news came that the Burton MP wanted to take Norwich off the Coleman's mustard label, reaction was immediate. Commenting on this paper's website, Nigel Stapp said, "Norwich should steal the Bass Brewery from Burton-on-Trent and see how they like it." Ian Pierce added, "Wonder how he'd feel if Marmite pulled out of Burton, Coleman's will. I suspect be able to still use Norwich on the label due to the milling process staying here." And James Alexander Loughlin said, "No offence to any Burtonites, but sticking a Burton-on-Trent on the jar is hardly going to make it more desirable." On the Burton Mail's website, Mild Knight said, "A daft statement, especially when you consider that most Unilever products don't stay where they are made. Marmite has no Made in Burton tag on its label. This is good for Burton, but devastating for Norwich, given its long history. Griffiths should exercise a little empathy." Autumn 36 said, "It's disgusting how the MP is pretty much gloating about this. Norwich has lost its heritage and major employers and people have lost their jobs. Imagine if this was on the other foot." And Randolph Easton Howe added, "Mr. Griffiths, you are disgusting. Show some empathy for the workers of Norwich."
The new proposals for Prince of Wales Road also led to controversy. Norfolk Boy wrote, "What's the point of a consultation? Just more money wasted as these idiots ruining Norwich take no notice of anyone with a shred of common sense." Edna Bucket added, "For public consultation, read, 'We'll tell you what we propose to do, ignore any objections, and then carry out our proposals. This will enable them to say at a later date, but the plans were put out for public consultation, so we've followed protocol and done nothing wrong there.'" Richard suggested that the best thing they could do with Prince of Wales Road is to move it offshore. Voice of Reason came up with a different proposal. "A much better idea. Just leave it totally as it is and save the money. If they want to improve traffic flow, simply remove the three sets of traffic lights that are phased to deliberately slow the traffic." And Faux Fum added, "As I remember, they were worried about the nighttime crowd safety, with those hoping people would use them at 2 a.m. But in my experience, everybody just wanders out into traffic anyway, so why have them phased? I would say keep them, but have them operate when the button is pressed, not when the one up the road is used. Enough people will use them, which will slow traffic down a bit, and perhaps people will think before spilling out onto the street."